For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina drivers will find a little relief in 2018 when it comes to the cost of driving. A new tax credit takes effect this year that will put a little money back in drivers' pockets after the per-gallon tax on gasoline was raised in 2017. State Department of Revenue spokeswoman Bonnie Swingle elaborated.
The income tax credit is intended to offset the increased motor fuel user fee, which increased by 2 cents in July 2017. The motor fuel user fee is going to increase by 2 cents each July until 2022. So the General Assembly wanted to give South Carolina taxpayers a way to help offset that cost. So this income tax credit is going to help do that.
Drivers will be able to deduct a part of the cost of either their gasoline or their auto maintenance costs, whichever is lower. Revenue Department Director Hartley Powell said the best way to keep up with these expenses is for drivers to save their receipts.
Going to have to actually document the gas expenditures. You can keep your credit cards, you can keep your receipts that come out of the gas pump, any paid invoices for maintenance. We're not asking the taxpayer to provide those receipts to us, but just keep them for the record.
People should keep their receipts for 7 years, Powell said, like they would keep any other tax records. Expenses for gasoline are straightforward, but Powell gave examples of preventive maintenance that would be deductible.
This is to keep your motor running. You got to change your oil. You got to put new tires on there. Maybe you have to put fluids in there, you know, your fluid checks, something along those lines.
There is no cap on the amount a person can deduct, but Powell said drivers won't receive credit for their entire year's gas or maintenance expenses. A formula will be applied to reach the final credit amount. There is, however, a limit on how much credit the state will make available to all taxpayers.
So for 2018, it's $40 million, and then that amount goes up each year. It goes up to $65 million in 2019, $85 million in 2020, $110 million in 2021, and then it caps out at $114 million in 2022.
Swingle said there's also a limit on the number of vehicles drivers can deduct gas or maintenance costs for.
Each individual taxpayer can only claim up to 2 vehicles, and the vehicles need to be registered in the resident taxpayer's name. If you are married and filing jointly, then you can claim up to 4 vehicles because it's 2 per resident taxpayer.
There will be a new form to fill out to claim the deduction, said Powell.
It'll be Form I-385. This will be a form that will come with your 2018 income tax return. You'll easily walk through where you put your gas expenditures, you put your preventive maintenance costs. It'll just walk you right through a formula so you come up with the actual credit amount.
Swingle had some advice for people planning to use the deduction. Get organized.
If you want to claim this credit, go ahead and clear out a space for you to save your receipts. If you don't want to save your receipts and you have a gas card or something like that that can record this for you, that's great, but just make sure that you know how to access that information at the end of the year. And the same thing for the maintenance on your vehicle. Go ahead and have a place where you're going to store all of these records.
Those with questions can visit the Department of Revenue's website at dor.sc.gov. Swingle said the sooner drivers start saving receipts, the more they may be able to save on their 2018 taxes. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.